Mo Turner propped his arms on the wooden fence and stared out at the cotton field stretching flatly toward the woods that separated the Turner plot of farmland from the next plot over. Beyond the woods, beyond that next plot of land, vast acres of the Montier plantation swept southward past Smellings Creek. Most of the Montier acreage was farmed by sharecropping families, folks like Mo's family, who lived on the land and gave half or more of their crops to Mr. Joe Billy Montier for the right to farm his land. Standing there beside Mo, I noticed the frayed cuffs and collar of his shirt. The shirt had been perfectly clean before our run-in with the Simmses and their truck. Mo always kept his clothes clean. He washed and ironed them himself. The thing was, though, he never bought himself anything. All his money, except for rent money in Jackson and a few dollars for living up there, went straight to his father. He was the oldest of seven, and he took that position seriously. I glanced into his face, noticed how proud he was of the cotton, and I propped my elbows on the fencing and stared out too. "It's been a good crop," I said.
"Yeah," Mo agreed. "Papa maybe even make a little something after he give Joe Billy Montier his half and pay the expenses."
"Hope so." Mo sighed, his eyes still on the field. Then he turned, looking first at me, then over to where his widowed father stood by the Ford talking to Stacy, and little man strutted casually around the car, showing it off to Mo's six younger brothers and sister. Little Willie and Clarence weren't with them. We had already dropped them off.
"That car of Stacy's, it's pretty nice, huh?" Mo said, smiling now.
I took a moment to look at that deep-set, dimpled smile of his before I answered. I loved Mo's smile. Mo wasn't what most girls would have called a good-looking boy. He wasn't a bad-looking boy, just all right-looking, except for that smile. It was wonderful. I looked again at the car.
"Yeah, it is. He's certainly proud of it, too."
"Well, he got a right to be."
"Like that time Uncle Hammer came down from Chicago with that new Packard," I said, speaking of Papa's older brother who lived in Chicago. Stacy had gotten a lot of his car-loving ways from him. "We all were sure proud of that car, too."
Mo laughed.
"Y'all weren't the only ones. Every Negro round here was proud of that car, almost like it was theirs. I know I was."
He turned to the fields once more.
"One of these here days, I'm figuring to get myself a car. First, though, I'm going to buy me that land and give it to my daddy." I didn't say anything to that.
Mo had been talking this same talk about land for his daddy for as long as I could remember.
"I get the money, I'm going to buy us a nice little piece of land. Then there won't be no more sharecropping for this family. Course, I know we probably won't ever have a place big as y'all got. Y'all was lucky, you know, your granddaddy buying up them 400 acres all them years ago. Y'all ain't had to worry about trying to get land."
"No, just worry about trying to keep it."
He nodded, still looking at the fields.
"One day we're gonna have something, too. I got my mind set."
"I know that, Mo." He turned suddenly and smiled generously.
"I got my mind set on something else, too."
"And what's that?"
"You."
I heaved an exasperated sigh. Mo sometimes liked to tease about courting me, but I didn't pay much attention to it. Mo and I were best friends, not courting partners. Besides, up in Jackson, he already had himself two girls he was courting.
"Boy, don't be talking that talk to me. I got other things on my mind."
He folded his arms across his chest and laughed.
"I know, high schooling and college."
"You're right about that."
Mo laughed again.
"Yeah.
So what's this you said you had to tell me? It got to do with schooling?"
I grinned, pleased at my news. I always shared my school news with Mo.